Okay. Hi, I'm Ray, compulsive overeater, laxative bulimic, and an anorexic. Hi, y'all. So good to see you. Thanks for letting me be of service today. Glad to be speaking. I'm back in LA. I was taking care of my daughter for the last 2 weeks after surgery. And the interesting thing about that was so many interesting things about that. But there one of the interesting things about that was she kept thanking me, and I kept saying to her, no, like it's a gift to be of service. It's a gift to be of service. That's what I've learned in this program, because if I'm not of service, I'm not going to get very far in this program. And I was told from the very beginning, you can't keep this unless you give it away. You can't keep it if you don't give it away. So it's not entirely altruistic on my part, but because I know I can't get better unless I give it away. But just because a lot of you don't know me, I celebrated 36 years in program and of abstinence last May. And that is because I know that I have to keep coming back a day at a time, because I'm never cured. I know there are people who say they're cured. I'm never cured. I'm not. Even when I was with my daughter, and I have a lot of time under my belt, I was like, oh, I'm not exercising enough, and we're eating weird food. Like all this stuff starts to come in, and then my higher power, which I choose to call God, although she's a goddess and I call her queen a lot. I'm like, hey, what's up, queen? We talk a lot. And so she reminds me that I don't have the opportunity any longer. I don't have the gift of allowing to do anything to change my body. I can't do anything. And so the reason I'm here is because at 26, I was living in New York City, and I was cute. I had long red hair. I'm a natural redhead. It's gone, completely gone. And I was in my field of choice, and I was with somebody who I'm with 43 years later, which is a freaking miracle. And all I wanted to do was kill myself, and I was thin, but that's because I'd just gotten off a diet. But all I could think about was killing myself. And I was engaged. I had just gotten engaged in February, and I was worried I wasn't fit into my dress. That was a big motivator for me. I started dieting when I was 9. My mom took me to a pay and weigh, which made me believe that there was something wrong with me, and it was my fault, and it was my job to figure it out. And so I spent 17 years off and on diets. And I never, I don't come from very low numbers, lowest I've ever been. I don't go by numbers on the scale. I don't know what, I haven't used a scale. I used a scale once in all these years, and I couldn't stop using it. It was at a hotel room. I just kept going on it. And then I was like, got to get rid of the scale, because I can't do scales. Even when I was pregnant, I turned around, and I never look at the number. And I say to the doctor, let me know if there's a problem. That's the only thing I say. Just let me know if there's a problem, because that number is never going to be right for me, ever, ever. So I can't do scales. So I come from very excessive dieting. In my family, if you were above a size 10, you were obese, like you didn't deserve to live, that kind of thing. And I don't need a lot of weight on me to make me suicidal. I need 30 pounds on me to make me suicidal. I don't need 100, although I did figure it out. I've lost well over 100 pounds, because I used to go up and down 30 pounds many, many times. So I know I've lost over 100 pounds, just not all at once. And so when I came in, they still had Gray Sheet, which was this food plan that was, in my opinion, not good for me. And I'm only speaking for myself. Please, if you disagree, I don't care. I don't care. I'll let you know, my sponsor doesn't drink alcohol. She doesn't do flour. She doesn't do sugar. She's done that for over 40 years. I drink, I eat sugar, I eat flour, and she doesn't care. She has no opinion on what I eat, because she knows I work this program. And it's for me, it's not foods, it's the behaviors. I can't take laxatives, I can't take speed, I can't do diets, I can't do anything to manipulate my food or body. I can't overexercise. I don't go to the gym anymore, because when I went to the gym, I called myself a fat pig. I started dancing in my 40s. I was like, you know what? I'm done with doing shit I hate. Done with it. And I decided to dance. And lo and behold, 23, I'll be 63 next month. Lo and behold, I've been dancing for over 23 years and I freaking love it. And I do it 4 days a week. And there are so many people in that class who have sickness. And they'll say, "Oh, you're not going to stay for another one?" And I'm always like, "Nope, done, done. Can't do two in a row. Can't do it. Because if I do two, I want to do three. These behaviors make me want more. If I go on a diet, it's never enough. I want to be a size net less than zero. That's what happens. That's why I can't diet. I can't manipulate my food. I can't do diet foods. I can't do light foods. It's all full fat. It's all full whatever, because I have lost the ability to manipulate my food and my body." And I had a sponsor many years ago. I've had many sponsors. The one I have now, I've had for 20 years or so. And she said, "Once you come into this program, the math no longer works." And I was like, "What does that mean?" And she said, "Well, you're eating 600 calories a day and you can't lose weight anymore. What do you think that means?" And I was like, "I don't know." So I had to gain weight in this program, which was terrifying. I did 12 steps in 12 weeks because I thought it was like a diet. I was going to do 12 steps, 12 weeks, get out. 36 years later, I'm still here. I do 12 steps every day now. Every single day, I do my 12 steps. Because I don't take this program lightly at all. This program put me in suicidal ideation. I have seen people die in this program. My son almost died from this disease 11 years ago. And so I don't take this lightly. This is a matter of life and death for me, which is why I know some of you dislike me because I'm a traditions person. But if you mess with the traditions, I will say something because those traditions saved my life. And anybody who wants to mess with my life is gonna answer to me. And so I'm like, I don't want any of those traditions broken, not for a second, because that's how we've all maintained this in all over the world. All these programs are based on the traditions and the steps. And so, yeah, I can come to meetings and I'll feel better, but I'm not going to get better. I'll just feel better. If I want to get better, I got to work this program. And I learned that right away. And the other thing I just want to impart to people, I learned hope at my first meeting. I had no hope when I came in here. I had the gift of desperation because I was 26 years old and I thought, if I haven't figured this out by the time I'm 30, I'm killing myself. I will not do this anymore. And I used to think about throwing myself in front of subway tracks, and I used to pray for cancer. I'd pray to be homeless because homeless or unhoused people were thin. I joined a cult to lose weight because the person who asked me to join the cult was thin. So I thought if she was thin, I would get thin. I do extremes. It's all behavioral for me. It has nothing to do with food. So for me, and this is just for me, I had to learn to eat all foods. The only thing I don't eat is red meat because I just don't like it. I was a vegetarian for 20 years to manage and control my food. I was macrobiotic to manage and control my food. It had nothing to do with animals. It had nothing to do with health. Everything I did in my life was to control my food, control my body. Now, I'm not responsible for my first thought because my first thought with my daughter was, "Oh my gosh, there's no dance studios. What am I going to do here?" My second thought is, "Oh, right, I don't get to do that anymore. I can take a walk every day if I want to. That's okay. I can't walk for 3 hours, but I can walk for an hour and I don't have to walk at an accelerated pace." But I needed to get out of that apartment. It was two rooms. I was taken care of her constantly. There was no privacy, which is why I haven't spoken in 2 weeks. And so I did that. But I didn't worry about what we were eating. And my daughter eats a lot of crap and she wanted crap because she had just had surgery. And I was like, "I don't really want it. I don't want it. I mean, I can have it if I want it. That's the difference. I can have it. I choose not to. It's not that I can't. If I go out and there's dessert, I'll have it. I don't bring it into my house." Not a good idea. Good idea. Sorry, swallowed incorrectly. What I learned at the first meeting. Yeah, this is not my fault. This is not my fault. I have a disease. I was born with it. It's not my mother's fault. It's not my father's fault because he comes from an obese family. There were so many people I wanted to blame. My mother for putting me on diets too young. My mother for telling me I wasn't good enough unless I was thin. My father for having an obese family. My mother for overfeeding me as a child because I always wanted more. And I thought my fat, I used to read about fat molecules and all this crap. And it was everybody else's fault. And then I got into the rooms and they're like, it's nobody's fault. You have a disease and we have an answer. We have an answer here. It's not a short-term answer. It's not 12 weeks and get out. This is a lifetime for me. So there was a period where I less rested on my laurels. I didn't go to meetings more than once a week and I wasn't really doing service and I stayed the same weight and nothing really changed and I didn't get better. But I was the same, you know, I started to say I went up from a 4 to a 10 pretty quickly in this program and it scared the crap out of me. And I know a 10's not a big size, but it just this from where I come, you might as well be 1,000 pounds if you're a size 10. And I just thought, you know what? I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore because I had serenity. I had serenity. The voice in my head wasn't telling me I was a piece of shit every morning and that I should kill myself and the world would be better off without me. That stopped. The grinding in my stomach from all the laxatives and all the IBS stopped. It stopped. And so I was getting better and I was willing. I was like, you know what? I'll do whatever God wants me to do. I'll be wherever God wants me to be. And I stopped trying to manipulate my food. And I learned how to cook. I worked in a restaurant. I asked the line cooks, how do you cook? And they taught me how to cook. And now I'm a pretty good cook in the same way I'm a pretty good dancer. I'm not a great dancer. I'm not a great cook, but I'm better than competent, you know, because I've been doing it for so long. Am I a great OA? I don't know. I work my program every day. That's my abstinence. If I'm working my program, I'm abstinent. That's for me, nobody else, unless you want it. Because I couldn't have anything attached to it anymore. Because I was a good girl, a bad girl based on what I ate, what I didn't eat, what I weighed, what I didn't weigh, how much exercise. I can't do that to myself anymore. So I'm enough. Just showing up is enough. But I also have to work my program. So what does that look like today? In the morning, I get up and I do a half an hour of meditation every morning. And that started because I couldn't sleep. And I thought, well, I might as well meditate if I'm not going to sleep. And so I started meditating. I used meditation apps and all this stuff, and I got into the habit. And then I started sleeping. So now I set when I wake up, that's what I do first thing in the morning. I have half an hour meditation, and during that time, I say that I'm powerless and what I'm powerless over. And that could be everything. I mean, the first thing I said, I'm powerless over everything, and then I name certain things. You know, I'm powerless over this resentment. I'm powerless over my daughter being on crutches and not having anybody there, you know, my son and his disease, whatever it is, I'm powerless. And then I say, but I know I'm going to be restored to sanity. So I do my step two. And then I say, I'm going to turn my will and my life over to your care. Please guide my thoughts and actions throughout the day and let me be of service. That's my step three. If I have a resentment, I have to do a step four. And I do the columns the way it is in the big book. And then my sponsor added a column, which is 10 things you're grateful for this, which is really cool. I love that. And then if I and then by sharing with people, I'm doing a fifth step. If I have a character defect, I always have character defects that need to be removed. I say, God, can you remove this for today? And I give it to God. If I have an apology that needs to be made, I do it quickly because I don't want to live with it. There's nobody on my ninth step anymore. It's all done. It's as long as I keep in fit spiritual condition, I don't add people to it. And I do a 10 step every single night. So the 11th is prayer and meditation, and the 12th is sharing the message, which what I'm doing today. So I do 12 steps a day. And the reason I do that is because I heard somebody say that they did that in a meeting. And I listened to how she did it. And I was like, I'm going to do 12 steps every day. I can do that so that I'm never without my steps. And my traditions are for my relationships with other people. If my husband and I are not on the same page, it's like, I'm going to need to compromise because our common welfare comes first. That's what I need to remember. My work is of service. I help people in what I do, and I like that. Is that my time? Am I done?
No, 15.
15. Okay, great. I dance 4 days a week. I have maintained, because I don't know my weight, I can only tell you my size. I'm a size six with, it's crazy. I mean, it's nuts. And I've been here for like 15 years. And before that, I was a size eight for like 10 years. You know, it's just like, I don't know how this happens. It's a freaking miracle because I eat not, I don't have a huge, appetite any longer because I didn't know if I was hungry or full. I never knew because I was always on a diet. And so I started saying to God, let me know when I'm full. Let me know when I'm full. And I always leave a bite for God, always. And I only take firsts. I don't do seconds because if I do seconds, I do thirds. Do you understand? These are all behavioral things for me. I eat sitting down. The first and the seconds are probably the most important thing for me because I really can't do seconds. I don't compare my food with other people, which is something I used to do. Well, they're eating that, so I can eat that, or they're not eating that much, so I can't eat that much. And I don't do that anymore. I can't do weighing and measuring because that brings up my disease, but I appreciate people who do. But for me, it brings me back to my disease and being 9 years old and taking scales with me to restaurants and telling people I had diabetes because so I couldn't eat off the menu. There was a lot of lying around it. I sponsor. I am sponsored. I go to a lot of meetings. With Zoom, I go, I want to say every day. And you know, that really helps me to keep in fit spiritual shape. I love being at this meeting because I haven't done a deep dive into the big book for a really long time, which is why I love this meeting, because I hadn't done that in a while. I know a lot of the big book, but you know, it never hurts to study. So I love doing that. I work all my steps, I work my traditions, I speak up when I see them violated, which makes me unpopular with people. And you know what? Okay. Like my sponsor always says to me, she's so proud of me. She's like, yeah, you get a lot of hate for it. She's like, you'll get a lot of hate for it, but you will keep the meeting safe and going. And I'm like, okay, that's all I need to know. Like, I'm not here for me. I am here for me, but I'm also here to let people know who are struggling. I get it. I've been there. I never thought I could do this. I never thought I could go to the bathroom without a laxative. I never thought I could do anything without being on a diet. I didn't think it was possible. I didn't think I could eat food. My binge food is lettuce and mustard. That's my binge food. It's not
18
candy.
minutes.
Thank you. So my abstinence is not like a lot of other people's because I have found I'm in the fourth dimension of this program. I have true freedom from food and food behaviors. Doesn't mean that my head will go, maybe we should walk another few miles today. You know, it doesn't mean that but that's my first thought. My second thought is, sweetie, that's really sweet that you want to do that. But you know what? I don't think it's going to be good for you today. And so I speak to myself in a way that is inconceivable to me. For somebody who was like, you wouldn't have to be here if you weren't such a fat pig. That's why I spoke to myself at the gym. To be like, oh, honey, look at you trying so hard. Aren't you doing a good job today? You know, and I speak with, and that, oh my gosh. When I first came in, somebody said to me, maybe your abstinence should be just speaking kindly to yourself. And I was like, no, that's never going to work. I can't do that. I can't do that for 5 seconds. How am I going to keep that up? That's not an abstinence for me. I had to find an abstinence that worked for me. And as long as I never say F it, I'm abstinent because I'm willing to work. I'm willing to keep showing up. I'm willing to keep learning. I'm willing to go, maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I still have a lot of character defects to get rid of. And because I have all of you to set the way for me, there was a woman, Basha. When I came into program, she was probably older than, or she was probably younger than I am now, but she seemed old. And she had this just beautiful serenity about her. And I was like, I want to be like Basha. And then there was somebody else in program who said, I fear no country, no menu, and no dressing room. And I wanted to be like her. And today I am. I can go to any country. I can look at any menu, I can go to any dressing room, and none of it scares me. It's
Time.
just another thing. So thank you, thank you, thank you for letting me share. I love this program. There's so much hope here. If you're struggling, please keep coming back. It's a miracle. It can happen to anybody. If it happened for me, it can happen for anybody. Thank you for letting me share.